Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod.
Adding up the facts about faith, for it is by grace you have been saved, through faith, and this not from yourselves. It is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast, Ephesians 2:8-9. In Romans 1:21, Paul speaks of people who, although they knew God, they neither glorified him as God nor gave thanks to him. Romans 1:21. Though the fact of God's existence was before them, they closed their eyes to the truth of it. Faith that saves is more than acquired facts about Christianity. Philip Melanchthon helps set the facts straight about faith. Read his words slowly and prayerfully. Walk with Philip Melanchthon, a scholarly reformer who worked closely with Martin Luther. That faith which justifies is not merely an acknowledgement of facts, but it is a recognition of the promise of God in which, for Christ's sake, the remission of sins and justification are freely offered. It is regarding with my whole heart the promises of God as certain and true, through which they have offered me, without my merit, the forgiveness of sins, grace, and salvation through Christ the mediator. Faith means that my whole heart takes to itself this treasure. It is not my doing, not my presenting or giving, not my work of preparation. Rather, my heart comforts itself and is perfectly confident with respect to this, namely, that God sheds upon me as a gift every treasure of grace in Christ. Today's New Testament reading is Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1 through 10.
Ephesians 2. As for you, you were dead in your transgressions and sins, in which you used to live when you followed the ways of this world and of the ruler of the kingdom of the air, the spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient. All of us also lived among them at one time, gratifying the cravings of our flesh and following its desires and thoughts. Like the rest, we were by nature deserving of wrath. But because of His great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ even when we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace you have been saved. And God raised us up with Christ and seated us with Him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus, in order that in the coming ages He might show the incomparable riches of His grace, expressed in His kindness to us in Christ Jesus. For it is by grace you have been saved, through faith. And this is not from yourselves, it is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do.
Fact: Christ died for sins. Fact: Christ was buried. Fact: Christ rose on the third day. Fact: Christ is the only way to God. The evidence is ample to confirm these facts, and you may agree with all that has been said so far. But according to Paul, true faith is something more. It is recognizing that these facts apply to you. Fact: eternal life can be yours right now. That's a fact everyone needs to take to heart by reaching out by faith to receive Jesus as Savior.
Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthru.org/ntpod. Walk through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.